Good evening. This is KGVM 95.9 on your dial, or you can check out kgvm.org and you'll get live shows and archives. And this show is Meditation to Self-Realization. I'm Jim.
And I'm Marion.
And today we have two special guests, Alex Clark and Jim Packwood, and they're down in Florida. So we might hear some birds in the background and
And
torrential rains and
certainly laughter.
Definitely.
So today we're going to start with a serene mind meditation. So if everyone wants to sit up straight with your tall, straight spine. Close your eyes if you can. You're not driving. And take three deep abdominal breaths, filling up your belly. And as you exhale, make it a slow, long exhale, longer than your inhale. Observe the state that you're in until you can pinpoint your exact emotion. Is there any anxiety, impatience, stress? Or do you feel joy, gratitude, or love? Observe the direction of the flow of your thinking. Are you obsessing over the past? Are you projecting a chaotic future? Or are you in the present moment? Now imagine that there's a tiny flame at the center of your eyebrows. See it or feel it or imagine it. And then see it move toward the inner middle part of your skull. Envision this flame floating in the middle of emptiness there, illuminating your brain, your pathways. And take a nice deep breath. And when you're ready, you may gently open your eyes. Okay. And
Thank
now
you.
we are ready to start our show. And Today we're going to discuss a four-day event that all four of us have attended, and it's called FOA, and that stands for Field of Awakening. And it's an event, a live event with Preeta G. And there's a live event coming up this March 2nd in the Fort Lauderdale area, Deanna Beach. Did I say that right?
I think so.
Okay, good enough anyway. And it's 4 day, 4 days with Preeta G and doing some introspection and processes and really moving into a more expanded consciousness and more expansive state of connection with oneself and a connection with one's relationships. So I know that Jim and Elizabeth attended a FOA in Florida last year, and that's why...
Alex.
Oh, what did I say?
Elizabeth.
Oh, my.
Our friends Jim and Elizabeth.
Yeah,
they were there, too.
Elizabeth were there, too.
They were there, too.
Them for the first time.
First time. So this is Jim and Alex. Sorry, Alex.
No problem.
Look at that. You're one with it, Elizabeth.
We're all one.
Yes.
We're all connected as one.
Right.
Yeah, we are connected.
So I know that you were recently married and you did attend FOA. And so I'm wondering if you felt any significant impact personally or within your relationship that you would like to shine some light on.
Yes, it's
such a simple question that brings up such deep memories and feelings. It was life changing. Such gratitude for what we've for the path that we've been on all since we met over 35 years ago, and since we've been married. And our experience at FOA, yes, it brought us so close. Individually, we had our own experiences, but as a couple, I speak it for myself. I feel such gratitude to be able to share such deep spiritual awakenings and insights and growth with my soulmate, Alex.
Beautiful.
We're so fortunate. And yes, just deeply impactful. I know you have something to say, Alex.
It was so life-changing. We can't believe it was 1 year ago, because we feel our evolution, our spiritual evolution since that time has just been every single day getting more, and our relationship getting deeper. We're always stopping saying, I can't believe it's getting deeper and better, and it's amazing. I know it's just going to keep going. But FOA, Field of Awakening, it's hard to explain the shift. We were in the right place at the right time and had a beautiful, amazing, generous friend who gifted us, Amy, who gifted us this as a wedding gift.
Nice.
Wow.
Two tickets to FOA and our other friends to give us a place to stay. So
we were carried into this experience. And then when we got there, to have Sri Preetaji carry us through and all of the dasas and the helpers and the participants, we felt like we were just carried through this life-changing experience.
It was beautiful.
Such gratitude.
So did you find that you went personally into some childhood wounds or even relationship wounds, because both of you had been in previous relationships as well. And I know for us, the Preetaji did have us looking at what maybe past some scars. Let's see, some scars are from this present life. So when we're in relationship with others and it doesn't work, it can definitely have an effect on the relationship you're presently in. I know that we have worked that kind of thing out in our past, because sometimes you think that you're in the relationship with the other person when you're with a new person and you're a different person already.
Well, I'd like to just interrupt for a second and preface this for our listening audience. So full of field of awakening, I would call it an intensive, because there's a lot of processes that one goes through during those 3 or 4 days. And those processes is what brings up all this inner work that we're doing, whether it's with ourselves, our partners, other people. And so that's what FOA is all about, and ECM as a whole is all about. You go from FOA to manifest to tapas, and it's all just a continuation of intense scrutiny of self.
Well put.
And we didn't know that. We asked a few people, we're like, what is FOA all about? And they would just kind of stop and smile and not answer. So we didn't know processes. What is that? We
No idea.
just dove in and we're
And
like,
maybe our
what?
listeners,
Okay. And we look at each other.
and probably
Huh?
our listeners don't understand what processes are either.
Yeah. Preetaji, in my mind, is she's not only a mystic and, for 7 generations, a very, very powerful, talented, or connected mystic, but she's, through FOA, I consider her a master psychologist, psychiatrist. I mean, she was able to bring a group of, I think there were 200 of us, I'd say, I don't know, into deep, deep, how far back they wanted to go into. It could have been trauma in their past. It could have been anything that they wanted to face. And many people were cut off too, but the way she gently brought us all into it and had us stay there. I mean, some people, it was very, you could hear how it was for them. And some people, it was, they weren't ready. I'm not going there, and she masterfully brought all of us out again. And I mean, you can't do that. That's very dangerous even to do if you don't know
Right.
how to do that. And she did it so beautifully for everyone. She's
Yeah, she
there's
gently
many more.
holds. She holds the space and
Yeah.
makes one feel safe. Brings the compassion and brings us to our hearts where we can have compassion and courage. Compassion
Yes.
and courage to look at what really is this pain I'm carrying around, this suffering deep within my being, and then to watch it, just watch it arise like a flower opening up, and you get to look at it and appreciate it for what it is and what it's releasing from our being. I have to say that that was the most amazing, because I've been in therapy sessions that never brought me to the place of completion and saying, oh, I'm healed from this and feeling it.
Well, I like what you
Yes.
mentioned, Alex, too, is how we go there. And if we have our resistors up, some people aren't ready for it. And I know when I was there, I'd go, oh, we're going to do this. Well, I got that, I've been there, done that. Well, by the time Prithviji gets done, I'm in tears. I'm just like, whoa, where'd that come from? You know, just something, a whole traumatic experience or whatever. And so I'm glad you mentioned that.
This is an interesting question for me because I got so much out of the processes and the meditations. I learned so much, and the one about going back into childhood pain and trauma, we talk about dissolving barriers and obstacles, and I couldn't do it. I went nowhere with that one. I just couldn't go that. I couldn't go through that. Alex and I are going to Tapas in July, and I'm looking forward because now, after a year, I feel that Field of Awakening is still moving through my body, moving through my consciousness, and I'm unfolding and opening. I'm so excited to go to Tapas. I think that I'm ready. I think that I'll get there. But that's the one place where, boy, my walls around that trauma were so impenetrable that it's the one place. And I saw people all around me just melting into puddles, and I'm like, I
Well,
guess I'm fine. Well, you know,
yeah.
I didn't have, I wasn't in the right place to break through that. Those boundaries, that those walls that I had built up over the years. So it's just exciting.
It is, and
Yeah.
I'm celebrating that you recognize it as walls or defenses, protection, protecting what you don't understand and not necessarily wanting to go to the pain that it takes to look at it.
Well, I recall one process we went through, and I think I shared this with you, was and I wasn't couldn't go there, but my body was like, oh man, I was so uncomfortable in my body. I couldn't wait for the whole thing to end. I said, when is this going to be over? And but my legs and everything, my whole body was just reacting to the process, but not my mind or heart. It's like I was now, again, resisting to want to go there, but the body was there, you know, it was awesome.
Isn't that something? Your body didn't have that barrier, but your mind and your heart did.
It was the same that
That's
we both had it on the
amazing.
same one,
Yeah.
the same process. We were both in this body thing. He ended up just laying out on the floor because his body was in so much trauma or whatever.
Like Joe Cocker's
It.
case.
I can see it, yeah.
And
Well,
I
Alex,
was,
your body really reacted to FOA.
oh gosh.
Yeah.
But you were going to say something. I'll
Well, I
tell you
was just
after.
going to say that. So I found myself in a major contraction, like possibly in the womb. My whole body had to just tighten up. And so it was not a flower opening. It was this tight bud that was waiting for the sunshine to shine. And somehow I just could not get it. And I really don't remember what that one was.
It was one of the last ones,
Yeah.
but now that we're talking about it, and I think Alex, you mentioned how different things were going on, and I remember even doing the Tapas, how many people were screaming, you know?
Really?
Yeah,
Just
and
letting out.
at the FOA, people were screaming, and I wonder if they were experiencing that and just couldn't, you know, get out of the
Pain.
pain of it all.
Yeah, and she the way she used music and brought the music up, louder and louder so we could be with our own instead of being taken away by someone else releasing
Yes.
a whole room of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
And I
amazing. Yes. So
think,
at Tapas,
go ahead.
Also that happens,
Yeah,
a
we're
certain
in deep
processing.
processes
Yeah, too.
this deep processing. You got, I think there were 500 people when I just went. And then you got a lot of indies, and then the international. And then there was one guy that was really something. He would laugh all the time. How
Oh
That's
yeah.
all you heard was this guy laughing. And
There was a guy at our FOA that did that. It might have been the same guy.
it could have
He
been.
laughed
He
and
must have
laughed
all these
and
events,
laughed.
and he's left. And I remember sharing with our group one day. I said, I was checking out all the different forms of yoga, and right here in India, there's a Hatha yoga, and these people meet and they'll meet and get together, and all they do for yoga is they start out with ha 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 ha. And the next thing they know, they're in total laughter, you know. So I call him my ha-ha yogi. Whenever I go through something and I was
Release.
writing, yeah, when I
Yeah.
journal my notes, at the end of a session or a day, I'd be journaling. I said, ha-ha yoga, I think
But
I'll do some ha-ha yoga on this one.
it
That's
is
interesting,
releasing.
because I've noticed
Yeah.
when you we've been doing this breathing sadhanas. When you exhale longer than you inhale, and you do this over a period of time, it actually changes your body. It changes your heart rate. It changes your brain waves, and this in turn affects your consciousness. So it's all connected. And when you laugh, I'm sure that it
Yeah.
affects your brain waves and your consciousness. So I'm sure that
Yeah.
that's, these
The release.
amazing bodies we have, these amazing creatures we are, that have the ability to reach states of enlightenment, that have this ability to transcend pain and suffering into states of enlightenment and tranquility, serenity.
Yes.
That we have the control of our bodies to move into these states. It's just a miracle.
It really is. And I'm glad that you described it so well, Jim, how impactful the breath is, how it really is our very best friend. And as long as we're aware of our shallow breathing or not breathing. I can't tell you how many years I remember holding my breath at, and still to this day, while Me too.
eating sometimes I'll, because I'm really being conscious of what I'm doing while I'm eating. And so many times I find myself holding my breath. It's like I don't
Isn't that
know.
something?
It really is. And so because those deep breaths ignite the Agni fire, our digestive fire is so key to do the deep belly breathing while we eat to keep
Oh, thank you for that.
digesting better.
Taking notes.
Yeah, there you go.
Always taking notes.
Yeah, make it a sacred experience to eat rather than just not even tasting my food. I was raised.
That's one of,
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Marion. That was one of the strongest things I think of FOA is having us become witnessing ourselves and all the prep work, and then that incredible month afterwards where a dasa, a calls you, and we go through the chakras and we're led through, and the chant that we do for each one, I am not this, I am witness consciousness, and over it made us go to a different level where a little more often we can witness ourselves. A little more often.
Surprisingly, more and more often, as the more we do it, the more we see that there's so much to see within ourselves and to recognize as a celebration of where we come from. It's so important to
Excuse
be
me.
able to celebrate.
And I never knew, I mean, whoever thought of that? I was going through my life and I never thought about, I thought I was a teacher and I thought about metacognition. So, thinking about thinking, that's the furthest I got. It was all in the mind, of course, because I, like probably most other people, thought I am my body, I am my mind. That's it. That's what I am. And I just go with whatever's going on, and I never knew about all these. It's such a opening up, such an amazing, like life was such a small little book in looking at it now, which
It's
is
a
a
library.
huge, it's a
It's a
library.
library. There you go.
And I love, Sri Pritiji and Sri Krishnaji talk about the first step, and that's awareness. The
Yeah.
very first step, you become aware, and then you become conscious.
Truly.
You're aware that you have a consciousness, and then you become conscious, and then it progresses. Then you're on the path.
Yeah.
Then you get awakened, right? I'm not sure about the steps, but then once you've been awakened, once you're aware of states of consciousness and that there's higher states of consciousness, then you're on the then you're a seeker.
Transform.
You want to attain that because you've witnessed it. You're
Right.
aware of it. But
And
becoming aware at first, that there's more than me. There's
mine.
us.
Yeah, truly.
Well, with all that in mind, I have a question for everybody, and it evolves around perception, how we perceive our partner. Since we're all in relationship here and others, after you go through a process like this, I don't know. I shared with Marion one day. I was in and out for a couple of days after tapas, just not grounded to Montana or being back. And I was in a hole at my eyes. It was hard to keep my eyes open.
Literally, he looked like his eyes were glued shut. He'd be talking to me, but he couldn't open his eyes.
And all of a sudden I come to it. I'm like, who's in the kitchen? Who's moved shuffling around here? And I thought it was my sister, not Marion, right? And I started thinking, you know what? After all, after she goes through processes, I go through processes. We think we know each other, but we know each other by what we perceive we think that other person is or who they are. And
Interesting.
now it's a whole different. So, have you experienced any of that or thought about that?
We have.
We have,
We have
and I've
actively.
seen coming out of FOA, Alex and I attended these was it nightly calls?
Yes,
Yeah, these
for a month.
nightly calls for a month. And I just loved it. I loved those meditations. I loved being led through our chakras. I loved what was happening to me. I felt like it opened me up to have more of what we had been through work through me. And I felt myself evolving and expanding. And I'd look over at my wife, and we'd talk about it afterwards. And Alex is a skyrocket shooting through the cosmos, and I'm just like going, "What?" So yeah, my perception of Alex and my perception now of Alex, it's yeah, we're getting to know ourselves so much. I mean, a lot of this is internal interior work and internal for me anyway. Insights and breakthroughs, but also as a couple, like you had mentioned earlier, we are flabbergasted every once in a while to see the new depths and the new insights into each other.
Yeah, that's powerful.
Because we have a very special, unique story in that we used to date back in the 80s, and then we went our separate ways to do our lives separately, and I married and he had a child and brought up a child, single father. And we always stayed in touch because there was a connection, a deep connection. I always considered him my best friend, and he considered me his best friend. And we would all throughout the years get in touch with each other and stay in touch. And in fact, he just found a thing of letters.
I found, or I was
Yeah.
tucking in letters through the years. So we have an envelope full of letters that go through today and pictures, all the
Sweet.
from Indonesia, from China, from Burma, from the Caribbean, all these places where Alex and her husband lived.
and wrote. And when this happened, when my husband and I, divorced, and all during COVID, and when Jim and I, all of a sudden were married, and we were like, oh, it's our dream that we never talked about, but it was this dream we had in this little box. And once that opened, we're like, oh my gosh, we can love out in the open. We can get to know our favorite person in the world. We can, and we're just like, oh. And then FOA comes along. So we are just reveling in. And of course, when we had this fantasy, of course, some of it was a fantasy of the other
Our
person. So it's
perception
like,
or perception,
when it would come up against our
ideal
fantasy, it's like, wait a minute,
perception.
what? That's not what I
You're not
thought
exactly
you
like me, but I always thought you were.
And so getting to know the real person, and going through all those, problems or whatever, but our love just being so strong that we would come back and go, what the heck? And we were able to talk about things and able to, and this is my 10th time coming to visit here in Florida because I live in Washington State outside of Seattle. And
We've been married for a year and a half.
yeah.
At a long distance, at a long
It's
distance, and together. Yeah.
so it was like it was the perfect timing for us because we just shh, and
Thank you, Amy.
it was the
Thank
most
you, universe.
amazing.
Thank you, Sri Prita Ji. Thank
Yeah,
you, Sri
Echo.
Krishna
Just
Ji at
life-changing.
Ekam. Yeah.
And it's beautiful for you to share this because relationships nowadays are so short, with so many people getting divorces that they're not able to talk, they're not able to look at one's. And I know because I left Jim at some point in our relationship, and so I was in so much personal pain, and yet I was blaming him. It was my personal pain that I could not wrap my brain around or communicate effectively. And then I pointed the finger, and then three fingers were pointed back at me, which I didn't pay attention to.
Yes.
Good
And,
one.
that's
by
so good.
the grace of God, he did not give up, but I packed up myself, our three children, moved to a different state. I wasn't divorcing him, but I felt done. I was like,
The
no,
lengths that we
we're
will
good.
go to not examine ourselves, the lengths that we'll go to avoid
Coming
our
to
own
the
growth.
right, or coming to the core of what's really, it's self-obsession. I was so self-obsessed with my own self and poor me raising three children and didn't have enough of Jim's presence,
I was
because
busy making money.
he was trying to afford the, rent and raising three children. And I was not anywhere in the headspace where I could comprehend that because it was all about me.
I was all about me, success,
Yeah.
money,
Paying the
connections
bills.
with, okay, I work with this guy, we're going to make a million, whatever. And so our personal connection wasn't there. And it's really interesting. And during tapas, I had a dream. And in the dream, Radhika G, we were in these rooms and everybody was in laying down,
Sebastian.
a savasana. And all of a sudden, Radhika G comes in dressed in white, Marion's in white. I called everybody the white linens when I was over there. Everybody's in white. Marion and takes her out of the room, and they both have these big smiles on their faces. And I wake up in the dream, and I'm shouting expletives, and you can't take her. And so it goes back to another time when I thought I was going to lose her to a spiritual guy that was channeling these masters, you know.
Oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
and that came back to me, and I'm like, oh, so she's gonna, like you said earlier, Jim, Alex all of a sudden took off like a rocket. So there's Mary taking off like a rocket. And I'm still on the floor, you know, and I'm like, wait a while, you know. And so I don't know where I'm going with it, but it coincides with what you were talking about, Jim. And then
Maybe
the
alerting you to your.
perception, it all has to do with perception, how I
Yeah.
perceive Marion. Well, she's different than what I think is really going on in her, with her development and her personal soul, you know, and spirit.
Do you two feel that you lived in other lives and had relationships in other lives
Yes.
previous?
Yes, I had a experience where, and it wasn't really a dream, it was more like being in a meditation, and Jim was, it was a Native American scene that came up for me, and he took off, and for some reason I stayed behind and was going to follow, and we never did get back to, we never did find each other. And so it was like an
Wow.
unfinished relationship. And there was a
Oh.
child in the
Oh,
realization.
interesting.
Oh
And you
yeah,
feel that
the child was
responsibility.
ill, and that's why I stayed behind. And the child ended up dying, and so did I.
Wow.
So
Wow.
I don't ever recall you sharing
I
that with
did
me.
share, it was when I worked with Aya. It was a
Oh
therapy
yeah,
session.
sure. Okay, I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
Yeah,
That's
that's it.
amazing.
Our connection is so deep. I've
Beautiful.
never experienced anything like the connection I have with Alex, and it started the day we met,
In the 80s,
36
the
years
first
ago or
time, in the
whatever.
80s, in the 80s.
Yeah, the first time I met Alex, she's been my best friend ever since that day,
And
and
so.
the connection we at the time we felt like, well, yes, you go through life and you meet these amazing people, you know, what a wonderful life, la-di-da. But over the years I realize and cherish our connection, and I can't help but feel that that this has been through past lives. I really feel that strongly, and I'm dying to, well, not dying. I'm
Yeah, please don't
so interested
die.
in exploring that with somebody who could guide us through past lives. I think there's some material there. I just feel it. And our spiritual work in this life in together, I feel like Kumarji, one of our dasas, one of our teachers, Kumarji, talks about how if you feel the draw to go to tapas, to go to fowa, to reach these states of enlightenment and these elevated states of consciousness, if you feel that draw, drop it, drop everything and go for it, because it's so rare, one, that you'd even notice it.
Yeah.
It's even rarer that you would want to reach out for it. And at that point, well, follow through, because it may go away. And
Exactly
I
right.
feel like we've lived our lives, we've had some adventures, we've had these rich, wonderful lives, and now we're together. And every day is to be treasured, and every step forward is precious. And to be able to seek out these elevated states of consciousness is such a gift, but to do it with somebody who is you have a soul connection to is beyond rare,
Yeah,
and it's
really.
beyond treasure. It's we're so fortunate.
Really is. It really is, because you said it very well, Jim. So I had no desire to go to India, absolutely zero. And then when one day I picked up my phone after tapas was being spoken of, and there was the application. I never even did anything, but I didn't even know how it
Universe.
popped up. But it popped up, and I go, I'm gonna take a look at this application. So I did, and I said, oh, it's pretty interesting. I think I'm gonna fill it out, not giving it a whole lot of thought. And then here comes submit, and I go, ah, I'll submit it, see what happens. No thought really of going, no
I
desire
love
of
it.
really going. But then when I heard that I was accepted, boom, the desire, the it was there. It was like I had nothing to do with it, not this body, not this mind.
Wow.
It was very cosmic experience. And especially since he wasn't ready to go, because we talked about, well, maybe next year we'll think about it or consider it.
That's us. That's
Yeah.
us. Yeah. And Miriam, I have to say, we've been friends for maybe a year and a half, couple of years now,
Probably 2 years.
in our meditation group. And watching your transformation over that time is so inspiring. It's Jim, the same
I'm
goes for
lucky.
you. Watching you two open up and grow and evolve into these teachers and these beautiful examples of how to live your life. It's just a thrill. It's a thrill.
We feel very, very blessed with the path, because I've been on many paths, and none, you know, I kind of reach a plateau. I would reach a plateau, and then I'd be, oh, you know, something's missing. And then this is just constant upward movement or spiraling
Yeah.
upward, maybe more spiraling.
One thing I told Marion when we first, this is even before we got married, we both did this thing called Lifestream together back in Chicago. And a lot of the ways they did that, the processes and everything, and the loud music and the celebration
And dancing.
afterwards and the getting
Yeah.
the kundalini going and everything, so similar to what I experienced at Tapas. However, there's a whole thing missing there. When you're in India, all of a sudden you have this overlay of all the spirituality and the Hinduism and the ceremonies and the rituals, which I resisted at first because like I shared at the group the other day, I couldn't get past that idolization
Yes.
you know, worship and all that. And
Yes.
then it was,
Our Western minds, our
yeah, after
skepticism
mine, you
is
know,
baked in.
Mark just kind of looked at me and said, it's devotion. Well, I said, oh, okay, well, thanks for clarifying. But I had that when I got home. I actually looked everything up and then realized, oh, devotion. Yeah, that is different than idolizing and worship. And so why do I put that in front of everything?
Oh,
So it's
yeah.
just amazing how it is from FOA to, it just keeps going, this constant growth or evolvement,
And
because
this brings up the topic of the obsessive mind and how the obsessive mind. Oh, I think I remember there being an example of how fear is like a gecko, you know, a little gecko, because you too see geckos there, I'm sure. We see lots of geckos when we go to Florida.
Florida.
And how the fear is this little gecko, but then we make it into this big Godzilla.
Yes.
And so
Preaching. Yes. She says that. I love that.
I know.
Oh, are
So,
we turning geckos into Godzillas,
and so, I mean,
we?
that's what I can really relate to when I packed up the children and went, because I was so much fear that I'm stuck and I can't get help from you, expecting him to help me get out of my suffering, which I couldn't even talk about. I was so wrapped up in the mind, and I was not witnessing it, because if I knew how to witness, or if I had the inclination or the consciousness to witness it and watch what I was doing, I would have been able to dissolve it. But But I ended up living in this state of everything was, in fact, I couldn't even leave the house. I was so fearful at that point in my life. I could not leave the house. It was quite traumatic. And in any event, I'm still in
What
it.
an amazing life. What an amazing relationship. What
The self-obsessive mind, for me, Ekam has given me a connection, opened up a connection to my heart, which is where I'm connected to everything, and where I'm, where if I have a divine, or if I have a universal intelligence, because I was very no personal God, no personal. I was anti anything, even the G-O-D word, and I could not, and I just was like, nope. And it showing me, it allowing me, guiding me, holding my hand through my own connection to my own divine or universal consciousness, as Jim likes to call it, or
Limitless consciousness. That's
yeah,
my thing.
was so revealing and so incredible. And it just by going from my mind to my heart, where that is, where those little bitty glimpses of getting out of my obsessive mind, where I could finally look and say, oh my gosh, look at the obsessive mind, instead of just being it, being immersed and being of it, which I was for so long. And I'm so grateful to that, for
Yeah,
that so much.
you really
yeah,
did
because
word
one
it
thing that
nicely.
happens, like at top of that, I'm sure this happened to a lot of people, but the Japa Mukhis are a sect of monks, and their focus is on the mind and inner work. And so now you get there, and I'm sure there was a lot of us that were talking to the
Dasha's.
dasas and whatnot about our problem with what's there. And everybody from Kumarji to Krishna G to the dasas, if you came to for spirituality or religion or some cosmic experience, you came to the wrong place. This is all about your inner work. That's it. We're just talking about obsessive mind, ego mind, karmic, mind, and et cetera. And that's all we're doing is inner work. Well, in the meantime, you have this overlay of these ceremonies and rituals, and so to near the end, I still had that. Oh, well, I thought we were just here for inner work. And I experienced it all. I had some cosmic experiences were just outrageous. I couldn't believe it. Better than any hallucinogenic I ever took, It was just amazing. So I had all those experiences, and then it was interesting what would happen, because you're in this space of, they call it Mona, where you don't talk, because then you're always in contemplation. A lot of people would talk. I wanted to stay in Mona. So, but every so often, when I really needed something, this one woman came on one of the last weeks. It was in the last week. She was from Sweden. She sat down, nodded. Can I sit here? And yeah. We're eating. She looks at me. And just out of the clear blue, she starts talking about, she says, I'm agnostic, never believed in God or nothing. I'm from Sweden, and I'm here for the last week. And she explained the whole thing to me about, well, you're in India, so you're going to get all this other stuff laid on top of what we're here for. So don't worry about it. And that's all she had to say.
Exactly what you wanted or what you needed to hear.
Yeah, and I'm like, wow, where did that come from?
Yeah, divine intelligence
Divine.
entering in, and
Yeah.
the rituals really do help one see how we gently expand our devotional self or our conscious self, and it dissolves so much. It was like having sand running down your head and through your hair, and just like, or maybe under a waterfall, but it would just bathe you because there's music, there's incense, there's blessing, there's beauty, and it's so takes one into a totally different conscious framework. You're just, yeah, elevated for
Elevated.
sure, elevated,
I'm
so
feeling,
that you
oh, how
can see
exciting.
things more clearly.
Yeah, I mean, I could get
So
you real excited because going to India, if you've never been there, it's third world. And one of the things I did early on was compare different things. I found myself in comparison where we stayed at Truvia campus compared to Sophia campus. That was like
Sattva,
Garden of Eden. I was like, okay, I'm comparing.
yeah.
So once I realized what I was doing and I got over that, and then I shared with the group, oh man, I'm finding all these things that are really cool on the Truvia campus, right?
True, yeah.
And I got into the workers in India and the everything, how the employees, they would hang their beautiful colored saris over. I'd sit in the breakfast thing and look at the window, and you see these colorful, I call them flags, hanging as they were drying, and all this stuff. And I said, I had a real problem with the garbage. So what's the deal with the garbage? It's everywhere. She's like,
Not on campus.
what is the garbage? So then I told Kumarji and I shared with the group. I said, so now the next day we take a ride to Sattva campus. And when I realized what I was doing and comparing, I looked beyond the garbage, and all of a sudden, and I looked at beyond the, oh, those buildings need paint, and this guy needs a fence repaired, and this is who's living hut
Yeah,
over
of
there.
course. The construction man.
And I'm going,
Yes.
and I realized, whoa, and I looked beyond at all the agricultural and the sky and everything, and then the way the town opened up and everything. And I'm like, all of a sudden I saw the beyond the garbage, I saw the beauty of India, and then I
Oh.
realized the garbage is all my inner stuff.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Your garbage.
My garbage. It was all my garbage.
Was all there.
And we
Wow.
got fined $1 zillion for all the garbage I threw out there. Jeez.
Wow.
Oh, I love
It will
it.
be his first time to India,
Yeah. Okay.
but not
Yeah.
yours. You've been there.
No, I've been.
Okay.
Okay. Sweet. Well, that's very precious.
Yeah, we have all of this ahead of us. I'm so looking
Yes,
forward
you
to it.
do.
This is one of our next steps on the path.
Yeah.
Well, I you're probably out of time, huh? We're probably out of time,
Well, we
but
probably close because we talked
yeah.
for a while at the beginning, so we
Yeah.
still got.
I wanted to say about, when Preetiji was talking about our, what is it, seven bodies, and it's like the Russian Mastreika dolls that are nestling dolls, and that the smallest doll is our physical body, and the largest doll,
Bliss body.
our bliss body, is as big as the universe. So it's
Yeah,
all
that's
the different
beautiful.
in between there, our prana body, our energy body, all of those that aren't our physical body, well, and even our physical body, are impacted by everything around us. So going to India, which they've been working on consciousness for tens of thousands of years, right? Forever.
Yeah, in our
That just affects us on so many levels. We can't, and it's so wonderful that we're going to go and have to be quiet to be able just to be there in all of that and feel how that is working through us.
yes.
That's going to be amazing.
And to take the time out in one's life, and you said it, Alex, be. You're not doing. I mean, you do change your clothes and you do go to bed, but you don't do any cooking, you don't do any laundry. You're so cared for and held beyond comprehension to just be able to be witnessing and processing and experiencing. It's so divine, it really.
What a gift. I'm looking forward to putting my com not, of course,
Oh,
taking my
yeah.
computer and then putting my phone away for 4 weeks. I'm looking forward to
That
that.
was the biggest gift of all.
Because
I
who gets
don't know.
that?
They were all so big. It's true.
Yes, yes.
So
What a
it's
joy to sit down and talk to you too.
yeah,
This
it's
has been
been very
fun.
much
Great.
fun. And I'm really looking forward to going to FOA to experience it from a different perspective, from a more open and more enriched. I mean, there's so much more that I witness in myself and see, and I'm trusting that all the barriers are down, and so that I'll, be able to
Yes.
go through all the processes in a deeper, more thorough release
It's
of
going to be
anything
so
I've been
different.
holding on to. So I'm grateful.
That was
Beautiful.
beautiful. I would like to end the show with I'm just reading some notes here that Lisa took. And this had to do with something about Indian weddings or joy felt and shared. And it's a quote, and it says, "Love is when you are able to be present to the other, definitively free of ego mind."
Yeah. And
So
that's huge
I
nowadays.
don't have to know her to know her. Be with her.
just to be.
Yeah, you don't need any lens to look through. You could just be.
That's a nice way to put it.
Oh,
Yeah,
you want
whose
to take
lens
your
am I
glasses
seeing it? Oh. Yeah, they are. It's
off?
not that bad. I like to see the whole face, not the fuzz,
So we like to end our show with a little song. And we didn't bring up a song, but we have a signature song that we typically sing, and you may have heard it already. I think Alex probably did when we did our last show. It's one that we learned with the our yoga class when we did Kundalini yoga. And who sings it?
That was
The string band.
the
Nitty
Incredible String
gritty.
Band.
Incredible String Band sang
Incredible.
this at
Oh, I
Woodstock.
love those guys.
And Yogi Bhajan loved this song. So that's how they would end all their meditations and with the Sikhs and the 3HO. Ready?
Oh, good.
Oh.
Okay.
May
May
the
the
long
long
time
time sun
sunshine
shine
upon
upon
you.
you.
All
All
love
love
surrounds you, and the
surrounds
pure
you.
light within you.
Guide your
Guide your way some, which means I am you.
Oh,
We
I
are
love it.
one.
Beautiful.
Okay,
All
so
right.
thank you both for
Thank you,
joining
Alex.
us on our
Oh, thank
meditation.
you, dear friends.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Much love to you too.
Okay. Have a great day.
And we'll see you in the morning,
Yeah.
early morning,
Okay.
tomorrow.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.